This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Telluride Foundation has proposed building 60 units of deed-restricted affordable housing on a 9-acre parcel of land in Ouray. The Ouray County Plain Dealer reports President and CEO Paul Major made a presentation at a Ouray City Council work session Monday. Major pitched a similar proposal in February for an affordable housing development in Ridgeway on the old baseball field owned by the school district, asking the district to donate the land. They ultimately rejected that proposal. The new proposed parcel in Ouray is privately owned and would be donated to the foundation for the locals' housing project, which relies on acquiring land for free to drive down housing costs. The next step is to update the floodplain map for the area to be recertified by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The property is bordered on the west side by the Uncompahgre River. If those issues are resolved, the foundation would then create a local community committee who would help shape the design for the project. Major said the parcel is conducive to a mix of single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes, leaving room for green spaces. The new water tank on Sunset Mesa above Montrose got its lid on Tuesday as it moves toward completion. The Montrose Daily Press reports the city project is on track, on budget, and on schedule. Construction workers are placing the last of the steel work on the structure, and soon painters will add a final coat of paint. The general contractor will continue to work on the tank's piping structure. The project is scheduled to be online for service in late October. Carson Lake, a popular spot on the Grand Mesa, has been drained for repairs. The Carson Lake Dam, which is part of Grand Junction's water supply system, was reclassified as a high-hazard dam in 2015, and a dam safety evaluation was done. The Sentinel reports there have not been capacity restrictions placed on the dam or any specific critical safety issues identified, but work will begin later this month and run through October. Frontier Airlines began flights to Grand Junction on Tuesday. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports Governor Jared Polis was aboard the first flight, applauding the low-cost carrier, boosting tourism connectivity with the Western Slope. Adding Frontier makes Grand Junction the smallest airport in the country with 6 different carriers. Nearly 50% of people leaving prison in Colorado land back behind bars within 3 years. The nonprofit Second Chance Center, which just expanded from Aurora to downtown Denver, is working to change that. Colorado Newsline reports the Second Chance Center opened a new facility at the beginning of May to provide re-entry services for people coming out of the jail. The Aurora and Denver sites provide free clothes, food, and hygiene products, as well as support finding housing and employment. The Second Chance Center calculates that less than 10% of people who have walked through their doors have gone back to prison over the last 7 years. Area residents need to begin getting comfortable with 10-digit dialing ahead of a transition coming to local phone systems this fall. KVNF's Apollo Rodriguez has this report.
10-digit dialing will soon be the new standard for local phone calls in Delta County. Residents should start the transition into dialing 970 before the rest of their number now to allow themselves time to get used to this new way to dial locally.
So the underlying basis for the 10-digit dialing code is the FCC approved the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline of dialing 988. They need all area codes that are close to the 988 to have the 10-digit dialing.
That was Chris Stewart, Emergency Management Coordinator. This transition will be put into place on October 24th of this year. For KVNF News, I'm Apollo Rodriguez.
The long-awaited hydrology report from the town of Paonia's water system is complete, but it comes with some surprises. Kate Redmond filed an open records request to bring us this story.
In 2019, Bill Bruner, former Paonia trustee and mayoral candidate in the last election, was able to place before the voters of Paonia a water tap moratorium. Embedded in the initiative that the voters passed was the call for a hydrology study to determine what our water system is able to provide. This has been of great interest for developers and new residents needing a water tap. The hydrology report, which I received after filing an open records request from the town of Paonia, is in the hands of the town council, but it brings more questions than answers. The company who was contracted to do the study is now asking for a change order to the tune of $4,000 because the 56-page document does not address the water tap moratorium. Here is Trustee Michelle Patterson at Tuesday night's regular meeting.
The moratorium was presented at public meetings on July 15th and July 23rd of 2019, and the bid from JDS Hydro was in the September 10th packet, so we were well aware of the moratorium at that time. And JDS Hydro did include in their bid, quoting, compare current system capacities, raw water treatment and storage versus projected growth. That was part of the original bid. So I understand that we would need a change order for a statement specific to the language of the moratorium, and we have discussed that in the past, and that makes sense. But as far as collecting the data and doing the work related to analyzing our capabilities, that was in the original proposal.
JDS, the company who produced the report, did not receive adequate information from the town administration to address the moratorium. Here again is Trustee Michelle Patterson.
JDS Hydro acknowledges that the amount of data is not available at this time. I would like a detailed explanation from our staff of why that data was not available. That data was requested by JDS Hydro in January of 2020. The report that our staff provided to JDS Hydro, but the date listed in that report of what they received was March 2021. So why did it take a year and 3 months for staff to provide an incomplete data set?
I was able to interview Bill Bruner, who has also read the report and had questions at the trustee meeting on Tuesday. He said nobody knows how much water we have.
Nobody knows how much water we have available, and there have been repeated attempts to get meters on the system so we can actually know, and it's just never really come to fruit.
One of the biggest problems with the water supply for Paonia is spillage. In the recent report, are tables detailing spillage in 1999 as 100 million gallons. There are frequent line breaks, especially in the spring. In 2019, three major leaks so completely drained the town tanks that backflow and contamination became a threat, and the state health department was called in to help.
You know, that's the thing about the capacity of the system, is that there's usually more water coming down the pipe than the system needs, than the users use. But not always. Sometimes there isn't enough. And so what we need to do is put in a reservoir to save the water when we've got lots so that it's available a year or 2 years later if we don't have enough. Being in a millennial drought where we're already under water restrictions, we may be looking at a situation where we wish we had a reservoir.
Spill data is not the only piece missing from the hydrology report. Again, here is Bill Bruner.
They're missing flow data, they're missing spill data, and then they're missing the data on how much is used. Yeah, they're just, it's a dearth of data. And at the town meeting, there was a big awakening on the part of the board that they're lax in their oversight and something has to change.
ARCO, a multinational coal company, holds 317 so-called ghost taps. They could call them in at any time, and the town is contractually obligated to have enough water to cover those taps, should the mine choose to activate them. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
The town was reluctant to release the report, as it is a draft. Paonia Town officials will continue to work with contractor JDS. Significant work has been done on the water pipes that are most antiquated to address leaks, work that is also ongoing. KVNF News will continue to keep an eye on this developing story. That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.